Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and joining the podcast is former Florida A&M linebacker and NFL prospect Isaiah Land, and he's on the line. So, Isaiah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good today. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to have you on. Talked about trying to get you on the podcast for several weeks now. I know you've been busy in the pre-draft process. Currently, you're traveling, so I know you continue to move forward each and every single day as we lead up to the NFL draft. But Isaiah, let's start with your football career. All right, high school, I saw you played at Grayson High School, Loganville, Georgia. Played defensive end, and in fact, that's what you're listed at on your recruiting profiles. What factors went into your decision to end up at Florida A&M?
Really, it was because, well, to start off, I was really just a special teams type of guy. I started out playing my junior year at Grayson. So when I first came out there my junior year, I came out as a receiver and a DB. But because they make all the new guys play both sides of the ball. So I was a DB and I was a receiver. And then I ended up moving to the D-line before the season started over the summer. And the whole year, I was a scout team of the week type of dude my whole junior year. And my job was just to help the starters get better. My junior year, we went and won state that year. And we were number one public school in the country that year, too. And then my second year, my senior year, I played defensive line. But at the same time, our D-line was a 3-3 stack. So all of our DNs was big guys. So my D-line coach, Coach Emmons, he made this package called Wolf, where it would be a four down front and second and long and third and long. So that was my chance to get on the field with second and long in the Wolf package.
You had a couple of position changes.
Yeah. So I just had a lot of position changes. And then by the time I got to my end of my senior year, I led the team in sacks, but I was just really undersized. I was 170. I was about 176, 6'3", 6'2", my senior year of high school. And FAMU came and gave me my only offer literally the week before signing day. So I signed with FAMU.
And I know that playing those multiple positions, and it seems like you were, in a sense, a late bloomer, because then you really haven't been playing defensive line all that long then, huh?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, so Willie Simmons took over as the Rattlers head coach before the 2018 season. So right around the time when you joined the program, how influential has he been in your life?
He's been really influential because he was we're his first recruiting class, my 2018 class when I left high school. So basically everything that he said was going to happen if we just, started winning games and changed the culture of the team end up happening and stuff like that. And I remember even with the scouts and stuff like that, we used to have pro days, and there was a couple pro days where it'd be probably 1 to 0 scouts that is pro day. And now we at the point where we had 20 scouts at the school for 2 years in a row. And it just shows how much of an impact he's had on the school and on our minds when it comes to getting what you want in life, and you got to work for it and work hard for it and just hope that it's going to happen and have faith and stuff like that. So he really is a big part of why FAMU has had a lot of prospects coming out lately. And we've had a lot of winning going on at FAMU.
Yeah, Marquise Bell, in fact, is one of the most recent ones. He's on the Dallas Cowboys roster, made the team as an undrafted free agent.
Yep.
All right, Isaiah. So you redshirted your freshman season, appeared in 9 games as a sophomore. The 2020 season was canceled due to COVID-19, but you really shined in 2021, leading the nation in sacks with 19, tackles for loss, 25.5. You were named the SWAC Defensive Player of the Year. You were named the Buck Buchanan Award winner for National Defensive Player of the Year. What led to that on-field production?
Really, it was just, I remember like 2019, it was like the last game of the season. And I remember like that last drive of the game, like I feel like in like most of the players, well, they're not going to say it's my fault, but like I know that like in that situation, we played Bethune-Cookman, who was like 8-game losing streak, and I was going to be the 9th game. We was almost about to beat them. We up by 4. And I let my man convert on 2nd-and-25. And then the next play, my gap, the running back ran straight up my gap. You know, he scored a touchdown. And we ended up losing that rivalry game. And I remember, like, letting all the seniors down and stuff like that. And I just went into that offseason after that, you know, just challenging myself, like, mentally and physically. Because I remember, like, all of 2019 season, I didn't have a good season at all, even though I played a lot of snaps, because I was just thinking too much. I was too in my head. Too worried about making mistakes and stuff like that. So once I just, you know, attacked all those things in that year of COVID that I had, like a whole year that I'm not playing football, I just came into 2021 confident in my craft, and I just said, you know, I'm not going to worry about making no mistakes. I'm just playing 100 miles per hour and just do my job, and that's what it turned into.
In 2022, you followed that up with 23 total tackles, 19 solo, 7 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 1 pass breakup, compiling 26 total sacks the last 2 seasons, Isaiah, there at Florida A&M. What makes you such a dynamic pass rusher?
My coach Emmett from high school, he really helped me, like, develop my pass rush game. It helped me find my identity in football, because he the one, you know, he used to teach me a lot of stuff, you know, about technique and just effort and stuff like that, or like the basic rules of pass rushing. So it's really like I just whenever I line up and go, I just take all the knowledge I've ever learned about pass rushing. I just put it in my back pocket and I just go, because like the first rule of pass rushing, I feel like it's not overthinking. You just gotta go as fast as you can, ball get off, you know, and you just gotta give 100% effort. And that's what I try to do. I try to give 100% effort every play, because, you know, out of 30 pass rushes, if I get 30 pass plays in a game, I could win. I feel like I could win at least 15 of those, a lot logically. But, like, it might be quick game and stuff like that. So you got to take that into mind. And you got to take in the factor of, like, your other teammates around you making plays. And I just calculated, like, okay, so if I go hard every single play and I just expect to make a play every play, then if at least 2-3 times out the day, that's going to happen. So, you know, in a football game, you get 2-3 sacks. That's a great day. So I feel like out of 30 pass rushes, I win 2 or 3 of those. I feel like that's not – I feel like it's like – I don't know. I feel like it's just easy math, you know. So I'm just real confident when it comes to that, because I just think of, like, you know, the average man not going to go 100 miles per hour, 100% effort every play. So that I'm already going to have the advantage, because I'm already going to expect and hold myself at a standard to where – I'm going to try to go 100% every play, even when I'm tired.
At 6'3", 236 pounds, you are a versatile linebacker, Isaiah, because you can play multiple roles on defense. And, of course, talking about your ability to get to the quarterback as well as a pass rusher, what skills make you stand out from other linebacker prospects in this year's class?
I stand out because I can play inside linebacker, but at the same time, I've been experienced on the D-line, so I feel like on an inside run situation, I'm almost like a 50 lineman in that mix, because I've played D-line for so long. I know how to use my hands and stuff like that, and I know how to defeat O-linemen. In the run game, I'm a bigger factor because, you know, I'm used to playing in the trenches all the time. And second, I feel like I'm just as, like, fast and quick out of my break as any other linebacker, and I have good ball skills. So I feel like, you know, when it's time to make a play on the ball, I feel like I can make hard catches and stuff like that and be dynamic with my trying to go make a turnover or something like that. And also, you know, if I'm blitzing as an inside linebacker, I could be dynamic in the pass rush game as well, because, you know, I'm used to playing in an O-line against O-linemen. And I remember even in college, we had a front called stack front where I used to come blitz the B-gap or B-gap or the A-gap every play. So that was towards my senior year. But, yeah, I feel like in the pass rush game and in stopping the run, I feel like I have even more tools in my toolbox than an average linebacker.
So in a sense, Isaiah, what you're saying with your skill set, you're your own version of Micah Parsons, where you're an off-ball linebacker, but yet you can thrive as an edge rusher, and you can just do a little bit of everything.
Yes, sir. That's actually one of my top favorite players that I like to watch and model my game after.
And I think your size and your weight, I think y'all are pretty similar in that regard as well.
Yeah, I was 236 at the combine. He was 245, but everything else we basically the same. Yeah, like weight-wise, weight and length-wise.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a comparison that just popped to my head right now when you're talking about your versatility. Now, have you been telling teams that type of message about your ability to really play in all roles and schemes? I mean, have teams been very interested in you because of that ability to play multiple roles?
They've asked me if I've ever played off the ball linebacker, and I feel like the Senior Bowl was a great opportunity to show that I could play both, because at FAMU and stuff, I probably had a couple reps at inside linebacker just due to the formation. If we're in a certain package and they bump the formation, I might bump into the box. But that was my redshirt freshman year. But other than those few situations, I've never just played a game as an inside linebacker. So the Senior Bowl really helped me because I remember talking to scouts and saying, I feel like I'm just as athletic as the linebackers, and I feel like I can play linebacker and this D-line as well, like a Micah Parsons almost. And I feel like the Senior Bowl was a good opportunity for me to show that I could do that.
I'm glad you brought up the Senior Bowl, Isaiah, because you were invited to participate, and that's a showcase for the nation's top seniors. What was that experience like for you?
It was an amazing experience just to be a part of it. I'll always be a Senior Bowl alumni. And really, it's just it was an eye-opener for me, because I really always wanted to, since I didn't transfer when I had jumped in the transfer portal and I had got every offer from all the big schools and stuff at one point after 21. And when I returned to FAMU, I remember thinking before I get to the NFL, I want a chance to, before I get a shot at the NFL, I want to have a chance to go against, a top O-lineman, top offensive tackle. So I at least, put my best foot forward when it's time to perform in training camp or something like that. So I used to always think about that. So it felt good to get out there with all the top players at the Senior Bowl in the country and then get out there and compete, special teams offense, defense, and during team period or even in the game. It just gave me a lot of confidence in my game, because not only did I do extremely well at the FCS level, but I graded out top three highest on my team at the Senior Bowl. So it just shows that, as long as I take the same attitude and the same effort that I do any other day into that, then I could be just as...
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Best at any level.
Do you feel like you proved yourself against those Power 5 players during the week of practice?
I felt like, I'm hard on myself, so I feel like it was places I could have improved. But I definitely feel like I earned my respect as far as being like a top player in the country, because it wasn't like I was out there, you know, like lagging behind or anything. I was doing just as good as everybody else or better. So I felt like I put my best foot forward. But I feel like until I get to the NFL and really show that I can play big time ball, I feel like there will always be like questions on whether I can, if I prove myself, I guess.
As a member of the American team, you were coached by Bears offensive coordinator Luke Getsy. He was the head coach, and the rest of the staff was filled with other NFL coaches from different teams. How valuable was it to learn from NFL personnel?
It was very valuable. I'm a really observant type of player, so like just seeing how like, you know, NFL coaches operate and communicate, it was an eye opener, and it was like I was happy to be a part, like be there, because it was almost like I'm getting like a sneak peek of how the NFL is going to be by getting coached by all these NFL coaches and stuff like that. So, and then you could see how fast they, you know, they want you to learn, you know, the plays and how fast they need you to catch on and fix your mistakes and stuff like that. So it really was just like a great opportunity to prepare myself for the NFL when I get the training minicamp when it's time for me to make a team.
Isaiah, you were invited to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis last month, marquee event again, showcasing your skills in front of teams. And 6'3", 236 is mentioned, 4'6", 240, 165, 10-yard split, 34.5-inch vertical, 10'6", broad jump, 7'2", 3 cone drill, 4'5", 6", 20-yard shuttle, 21 reps on bench press. What was that experience like for you, and were you pleased with those numbers?
Yes, I'm pleased with most of my numbers. I really wanted to get like a high 4.5, but I'm satisfied with the 4.62 because I put on like 20 pounds in like probably eight weeks coming into training, and I definitely maintained my weight, so that was a good thing for me. And really, the experience was it was amazing. Like the whole time I'm there, I'm like, wow, I'm already at the NFL Combine, like. That's crazy, because I remember like being a little kid, like watching people at the Combine and stuff. And I remember just last year watching Bell at the Combine and wondering how he felt at the Combine. Now I'm in the same situation. So it felt good to be a part of the Combine, you know, to be around all the top players in the country and be in the same pool as them when they're all like, you know, got the cameras on us, recording us and stuff like that. It just felt good to be a part of that whole event.
I'm sure it was really special for you, though, Isaiah, because, you know, you're repping an HBCU school, Florida A&M, and he talked about Marquise Bell doing it last year. Did it give you an extra sense of pride, you know, lining up there for those drills on the biggest stage with other players from bigger schools, maybe? But did that make you realize, like, you know what, I'm proud that I stuck it out at Florida A&M?
Yes, I definitely feel a sense of pride, like, every time I step on the field. Or step like to when it's time for me to perform after like my college career, where whether it was at the Senior Bowl or the Combine, I always felt like a sense of pride, because I know that everybody's watching me and they know, you know, that I come from the FCS level and I came from an HBCU, and that a lot of us are slept on. So I'm here to represent everybody, and like I feel like I'm just following behind all the other great people, great players like Shaq Leonard and stuff like that. Who have done great in the NFL from HBCUs. But it felt good. And, yes, I always feel a sense of pride when I wear that orange and green. That's one of the main reasons why I stayed at FAMU, because I feel like the history of FAMU, along with, like, the people, the great people that have come from there, it's an honor to say that I'm a FAMU alumni. And I feel like it'll be normal for, you know, a guy from Georgia or Alabama to be at the Combine. But when a guy from FAMU was at the Combine or the Senior Bowl, then it's really special. So I'm happy I stuck it out.
It most definitely makes it that much more special for you, Isaiah. And of course, it puts you on the map as well, being a participant at the Combine. And then, of course, the Reese's Senior Bowl, that's another big-time opportunity for you. Meeting with teams there in Indianapolis, Isaiah, what was that like for you? Did you enjoy meeting them and getting to know the different coaches?
Yes, I definitely enjoyed meeting them and getting to know the new coaches and stuff like that. And just to be a part of the whole experience of, like, getting scouted by NFL coaches, because even out of high school, I didn't get – you know, I wasn't heavily recruited. So, you know, some of those guys at Alabama and Georgia probably used to, like, a whole bunch of scouts, you know, asking them questions and stuff like that. But this was my first, you know, little rodeo of, like, having a whole bunch of scouts, you know, hitting me up and stuff like that. So it felt good to, like, be a part of it and just you know, answer their questions and talk football with them.
Why are you confident that you can make that jump from the FCS level to the NFL, Isaiah?
I'm really just confident, first of all, because I watch, you know, a lot of players, you know, like Trent Anderson, James Houston, Shaq Leonard, you know, all these people go from the FCS level and go, you know, play big-time football and do well. They give me a lot of confidence, to Kobe Durant, all those people. But other than that, it's really like I feel like I put the work in for it, and I'm a big man of faith. So I feel like as long as I put the work in and know that I've worked my hardest and put all the time into it, I feel like I'll just do the rest. So I just go out there and I just play football. And I'm one of those people, like, I'd rather it turns me up when I get, you know, when I get big time competition. Like if I get three sacks or four sacks against, like, a lower level team versus, you know, a top offensive lineman, if one sack on a top offensive lineman, then it feels way better to me. So, like, just being on that stage at the highest level of competition to just be so amazing and, you know, go out there and make plays, compete. Like, I know it's not going to be easy because, you know, it's the top level of football, but I just know, like, I've already accepted, you know, the game of football is a hard game and it's a competitive game, and, like, I feel like that has all the traits that fit me. So I feel like, you know, I'm meant to play football and I'm meant to be at the NFL level. So I'm just going to go out there and just give it my all every time.
I did interview James Houston after his rookie season in Detroit, coming from Jackson State. So that was cool to get him on and hear his experience making that jump to the NFL. But Isaiah, there's no doubt, hearing you and seeing your body of work, I mean, you're definitely on the right track. Who have you been training with this offseason, Isaiah? You talked about putting on some weight and keeping it on ahead of the NFL. I mean, what has your exercise regimen been like thus far?
Really, for the majority of the after my college career, this whole process, I've been working out in Fort Lauderdale at XPE. And that's the same place Bell worked out at last year. So I really, like, he was, like, my main reference as it, when I'm choosing, you know, where I'm going to train at. So XPE was, like, they're known for, like, speed and stuff like that. They had the top 340 times this year and last year. Yeah, all the top 40 guys from this year and last year were from XPE, and they just known for speed. So, and Bell, he put on about 10-15 pounds when he came back for his pro day. So those were all green flags for me to go to the same route. So I went there, I got there about 216, and by the time it was time for the combine, I was 236, so I put on 20 pounds and was still able to keep my speed and get more explosive. And it's really just a constant routine between speed work and heavy lifting, and really not even really that heavy, just a lot of explosive lifting and a lot of reps and stuff like that, a lot of burnouts and stuff like that to grow your muscles. And it's really a lot of rest. Like, they taught us, like, you got to get a lot of sleep when you want your body to change, when you're expecting a lot of results out of your body, you should rest a lot. So other than, you know, eating good, we have Fit Fixins. It's a company down there in Fort Lauderdale. They really, they based out of Port St. Lucie, but they have meal preps and stuff. They had helped a lot with me gaining weight because they was giving me three meals a day. And then on top of that, I was eating breakfast and a late night snack on my own. So I was eating about five meals a day, on top of working out probably twice a day, sometimes once a day. But it was six days a week, nonstop work for about 8 to 9 weeks.
5 meals a day, Isaiah. Man, you're putting it down, bro. I mean, what's your favorite dish, though, that you're eating over there?
My favorite dish was, they had this cut-up steak, garlic steak, with the roasted potatoes cut up in there, and I eat that, or I'll eat the shrimp Alfredo. Those are my two main meals that I was signed up for.
And what about that late-night snack, Isaiah? What would you do, man? What were you feeling?
That late-night snack would be like a Chipotle bowl in a tropical smoothie, or it'd be a pizza, like a whole half a pizza, or sometimes a whole pizza.
A whole pizza, man. What hour of the night you talking? Like 8, 9? I mean...
Before the Senior Bowl, I was eating pizza, but when I got closer to the combine, I had to stop eating pizza as much. So when I was getting to the combine, when I was going to the Reese's Bowl, I would get like a regular, you know, pepperoni pizza from medium pepperoni pizza from Marco's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get a little tropical smoothie.
Okay, I got you, man. Hey, you know what? Whatever works for you, man, in your system. But the fact that you're able to still run a 4.6 at 236, 6.3, I mean, I'm pretty sure your preparation has been pretty darn good thus far, Isaiah. But the NFL draft, it's coming up in a few weeks. I'm sure you're eager and you're anxious to learn which team's going to take you, right? But what will your emotions be like, Isaiah, if and when you hear your name called?
I honestly don't even know what my emotions be, because, like, usually when, like, I win a big award or if I, like, you know, it's a big moment in my life, I kind of just be like a numb feeling until, like, later on in the day I get alone or something like that. So I honestly don't know what my emotions will be like. I feel like they'll be definitely all over the place, and it's going to be a special moment for sure, because I remember, like, growing up, like, seeing people, you know, get that phone call, and I'm like, wow, like, I can only imagine how that feels to get that phone call, like, you getting drafted to the NFL. So I'm just can't wait to see how I feel, honestly.
And where are you going to spend draft weekend?
I'm going to be in Georgia. I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, you're going to spend it with family and friends?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, Isaiah. Well, man, I appreciate your time. Wishing you the best moving forward. Keep the faith. Keep up your hard work, man. And it's been a pleasure watching your growth in college and now representing Florida A&M and HBCU and putting your school on the map once again this year. I think that's really cool. So blessings your way, brother. Take care. And I'm looking forward to seeing you play next year in the NFL.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save